If you're a high achiever, driven to succeed, but you're no longer willing to sacrifice what matters most in the process, then this episode is for you. Hey there, overcomers. Welcome to the Overcomable podcast, where we celebrate unleashing our inner rebel and conquering the darkness every week by sharing uplifting stories, real talk, and a whole lot of inspiration. Thanks for being here on this journey with us as we navigate the challenges life throws our way, sharing inspiring stories of resilience, growth, and triumph. Together, we'll uncover the strategies, insights, and motivation needed to overcome obstacles and emerge stronger than ever. Get ready to be uplifted, motivated, and equipped to conquer whatever darkness comes your way. So let's get ready to conquer those obstacles and make every episode a step toward a brighter and stronger you. Ready? Let's go. Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of the Overcomable podcast. This is Trish, your host. If you're a high achiever, driven to succeed, but you're no longer willing to sacrifice what matters most in the process, then this episode is for you. Our guest today is high impact coach Magdalena Raj. As a former corporate leader and now an entrepreneur, Magdalena has played many roles. Whether balancing clients with play dates, business turnarounds with math drills, or building a business, she intimately understands the rewards, impacts, and pitfalls of how we manage those roles. As a certified coach, speaker, healer, and author, Magdalena draws on her varied background to help her clients achieve their goals with greater ease and in ways that also empower, enrich, and sustain their lives. Thank you, Magdalena, for being with us today. It's wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Patricia. I just love being here. As we were chatting a little before this, it's so cool that we kind of operate in some of that same space. And yeah. We were talking about, I'm a high impact coach, and a lot of times I work with stressed over high achievers. And even for those of you that don't call yourself that, I'll explain that you could be one. So, as often we don't go by it. And that actually is what happened to me. I spent over 20 years in a corporate world, a corporate leadership. And during that time, I did different companies. So I went into different types of industry. And then also everything from sales to accounting to finance to systems. So I covered that too. And wow. What I found in that space is, as much as I love bringing these really high complex products to market, I mean, they were large scale, different cultures, different things you worked across. It was really the people, you know, and there's a lot of times there's those people you always rely on. Those are your high achievers, the people that go the extra mile, that go the extra distance. And especially now as entrepreneurs, as an entrepreneur and hanging out with a lot more entrepreneurs and also coaching them, it's there too, because if you're going to build your world, that's where you are. Yet so many times we don't call ourselves that. We don't think of ourselves that way, right? I wasn't running the country. I wasn't running the multi-billion dollar company. So therefore I wasn't a high achiever, right? I mean, I wasn't one of those, but there's a mindset that goes with that. And that's the interesting part.
Tell us a little bit about that, because mindset is so key to how we deal with things and how we overcome our challenges, or if we don't overcome our challenges.
Sure. And what's interesting is it's not just the mindset, it's also what goes on in your body. So for me, while I'm very happy where I am now, there was a time that it wasn't so good. And basically, I lost almost everything. And
Wow.
so I within like the space of a couple of months, my marriage ended. The company that I'd worked for and poured all this energy into over 10 years went bankrupt, one of the largest in the country. And then I found out that maybe our personal stock hadn't been managed the way it was supposed to be. So it was like, oh, look, there's no spouse, there's no savings, there's no job, there's no income, there's no 401k, there's no stock, there's no severance, there's no health care because it all fell in the bankruptcy court. So you sit there, and actually, I was lying on the bathroom floor, wanting to be a flippin' snail. You could get in the shell and just go in so far and never come back out. But I had the wonderful thing I did have was this amazing little 2-year-old, and her world got just
Aww.
crashed. So you have to get up and you go on, and that's how you kind of kick in. And so I did go and get help because I realized I'm a big DIYer. So I sometimes joke I'm a coach for DIYers because it's a transition to say, can I reach out and help? And Home Depot DIY was going to help this problem because it was me. So I did the therapy and the coaching. And through that, I learned some things. I learned things about the relationships. It was great. Then I went back in to go, what do I do now? So I gotta rebuild, right? So I knew my what. I had to do it for this little 2-year-old. And I'm older. I have a 2-year-old. There's a lot more going on. So my runway's shorter, the trajectory's higher. What am I going to do with this, right? So my why was easy. It was her.
Right.
So I reached into my toolkit and I got busy on the how. And that's a lot of times where the high achiever thing comes in, is it's in the how. You can know your what, and it's critical to do it. And you know your why, and you have all that inspiration and passion and purpose. But the how is where we live every day. And the how is where the difference is made. And when you go back at it, and like for me, I had a really big work ethic I got from my German grandmother. Work hard, be nice, and then things will work out for you. And my mother was like, everything worth doing is worth doing well, right? So you go into that, right? And this is really embarrassing, but there was this TV ad way back, and where I got in the workforce, and it had this tall blonde woman, right? And you see the resemblance, right? So why I went right there with it. And she goes from, a mom to a professional woman to like the homemaker to the sexy spouse. And there was like this little link, this jingle, right? I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in the pan, and never let you forget you're a man because I'm a woman. Okay, cringeworthy.
I
But
remember that.
I kind of set the thing right. I can have it all. And then what you interpret is if I do it all, I can have it all. Right? So all those different roles she was playing. And that's how you kind of go after it. And when you do that, because then you're hard charging, right? Life throws things at you sideways, right? You get all of a sudden my gifted child is not turning in her homework. And it's like, I never saw that one coming, right? Or there's a family member that's having something horrible going on, and you get pulled into that. But you keep kind of picking it up and going on, and you wind up treating yourself like this infinitely renewable natural resource. And those don't really exist. We found that out, and you start marching towards extinction. And I looked around at other people, and I saw them in the corporate world, and I could see them now in the entrepreneurial world where they're just. It looks great, but you're starting to see the fractures, and it could be in their relationships, in their health. But meanwhile, the last thing for it shows up is in the business because that's where all the effort's going. And that's why I hate the comment about work-life balance, because it makes us like we're a piece of paper with two dimensions and we're 360-degree people, right? We forget about all these other aspects. And I talk about 12 with my clients, all these other 12 dimensions of your life. Because you're so busy there. And every 110% and 120% you give, it's got to come from somewhere. And there's a point where you're investing, and then there's a point when that starts to run out, when you're tapping that resource. And that's the danger because then you move to a different tipping point. And the only way you can do it is to get a loan. And where does the loan come from? You borrow on your tomorrow. And we don't see it at the time. And I'll say it again, kind of you borrow on your tomorrow. And I'm a bit older now. I have the benefit of hindsight. And then you kind of see over time, you want to get that great future, But you actually want to be there. You want to be healthy. You want to have the people you love around you. Yet the little things that go on in the how can really influence that. So that's what led me to going, this is not a good model. I watched other people going through it. Something's got to shift. And one of the things I came out with was all these roles we play. And what happens with them? And here's the funny thing. We operate with roles, but we don't think about them that way. We talk about it here and there, but it's in our language, right? That's not my role. That's your role. Why is the trash there? Isn't that your role? Don't we do that? And at the workplace, it's constant and it's the biggest challenge because we kind of tend to pick the things we like and we leave the things we don't. So you look, seem like you're a fun person, right? As we're chatting here. So let me tell you about roles and how we know we operate it that way. Let me give you a picture of a day. You get up in the morning, right? First thing, you're a fashion consultant. What am I going to put on? Even whether you're leaving the house or you're going down to the Zoom, right? If you got kids, you're a drill sergeant because you got to get them out of bed and make sure they're moving and they're moving. Then you go down, maybe you're a short order cook getting them breakfast or maybe figuring out the lunch. And somewhere in there, you're a logistics expert because you got to know who's going where and who's getting picked up when. And as a parent these days, you also have to be a communicator because you got to be on the WhatsApp to know what just happened and what's happening here. Then you're a vet and you're looking at the latest thing that the cat hawked up. And you're just going, do I need to worry or is it just my normal little love gift? Right? Then you get to go be a chauffeur. Maybe you're taking the kids, or maybe you're taking self down the hall to the Zoom. And then someplace there, your makeup artist putting it on before you start the day. Oh, that's right. You haven't started the day. Then you get into your real job, right? And in that, you could be a boss, you could be a peer, you could be a negotiator, you could be a therapist, you could be a presenter, you could be an analyst, all these other things that is not what your job title is. See, because when we meet people, we say, what do you do? And someone says, oh, I'm the podcast host. I'm a coach. I'm a doctor. I'm a teacher. I'm an engineer. We all kind of nod and go, huh? That's not true. They ask what you do. You tell them what you are, but that's the title of your main role, right? I just showed you, we probably pay 35 or more on any given day. And the thing is, we live that way because our body knows it. If you're standing in line at the grocery store, one hip out, maybe on the phone. It's very different than when you're standing and you're presenting or you're talking to a client or you're sitting on a podcast, right? Or I joke about, or maybe back in the day when you're seeing the hottie or whomever across the bar, you're kind of in a whole different thing, right? Your body knows what role you're in. But we switch them so frequently sometimes that our body can't even catch up and we bring the baggage from the roles, which is in the shape of expectations. And expectations equals emotions and effort and impact, and that all equals time. And guess whose it is? It's yours.
Right. I think you just described the life of so many people who probably don't even realize that they're literally on autopilot.
Exactly. It's how
Yeah.
you operate. And the thing is,
And
you have choices. Go ahead.
so in your line of work, how have you seen this result, this type of life? Have you seen health issues? Have you seen
Oh, God. Yeah.
relationship issues, and how can we prevent these stresses on such important thing? Our health is important, our relationships are important. How do we get off this autopilot and just kind of breathe for a minute and be like, you know what? I have to look over here right now. I have to look inside me. I have to, what does my body want right now? Because it's probably not where I'm about to go.
That's so perfect that you asked that because that's one of the things that we work with my clients. Like we play with the roles and we start to decide what actually can be it. Because often we get in the autopilot of, well, that's how this must be, right? But I know mothers who went to their kids' homes when they're 26 and they're doing the laundry, bring it to them. And I know other mothers whose kids are doing their own at 10. They're both mothers, but the role, but it can be defined very differently. And the thing with roles that we have is among, there's like five types, but you get stick on ones you don't expect to get. You help once and it's yours forever. And then there's the stealth ones, which is the things that you kind of bring from growing up, right? Maybe the smart one or the good child or the hard worker or the loser or the any of the other negative names that go with it. And those kind of can be the saboteurs. So we go after that, and that's where I kind of play in the with neuroscience techniques that you actually retrain that. So you can retrain how you start to think about that and what you look at that. You can shift your interpretation of the role and how you want it to be, and you can manage your energy within it. And there's three keys that I work with folks on. And the first is you got to have a core and know your core. It's a vibrant core, which is who are you? Which is where do you want to go? And which is how do you want to be seen? How do you want to show up along the way? Like your values, your beliefs, the things that are important to you. So in that core is you need to really kind of look at where yourself, where who you are, because a lot of times you're still carrying kind of an old view of yourself and you need to kind of reconcile it. The next thing you need is a really intentional culture. And that always kind of throws people off with the culture. Yeah, well, those are the customs, the habits, the behavior that go with a group of people. But what's your culture? Like a lot of times people have a culture of achievement. Do they have a culture of accomplishment? Because high achievers sometimes don't think they're worthy enough and they don't have a culture of celebration. You need to celebrate frequently. You need to acknowledge what happened. And it's maybe it's not the win, the big grand win, but it's where you went along the way. Because if you don't feed that and do that, you're really keeping yourself in a scarcity mode, right?
I
And then you
love
keep
that.
thinking you have to shove more stuff in there. Do you have a culture of exploration? And this is to teach your kids too. Right? Do you have a culture of innovation? Do you have a culture of complaining? Or do you have a culture of, okay, let's talk about it and let's problem solve? What's the culture that you operate in? Because that keeps your core going. And then the last thing is it's really kind of what I call synthesis, but it's ongoing alignment. As you work those pieces, once we take that, and I work with my clients to really define those things so they know they're non-negotiables. This is what's important. This is how we operate within it. You can attack those roles and you can start to parse it down. You can find time, you can find the energy because now you're doing high impact activities that gets you the right thing at the right time and the way that it impacts the broadest amount of your areas of your life. Not the work-life balance nonsense that's like two-dimensional, but the 12 dimensions I work with you on the aspects of your life, because that's where you start to feel disconnected, disenchanted. People start talking about their purpose because they're not connected to those other aspects. They're not connected to those dimensions. And it makes such a huge difference. And we do it small little ways at a time. It's little steps at a
And
time.
that's the best way. I love this. I love what you do. What kind of results do you see in your clients who come to you and are like, you know what? I need to work on my core. I need to work on this culture and alignment. What do you see in them as a
Well, it's
result?
funny because they never come asking for that, right? They're stressed, or they're trying. They want to know why their business isn't increasing and why this isn't happening. And as we start to talk about it, then you can kind of see where those little saboteurs hold you back. So as you go through that, and through the process of it, well, one of them I think this is probably the most beautiful one that someone gave me. She said, "No matter how smart you are and how successful you are, with Magdalena, she gives you yourself back."
Oh, what a gift.
You can take on the world because you're brilliant. It's just what's taken you from spinning plates to spinning your wheels? Let's do that. And then that's what you take forward in life. That's not a, geez, I just got it in 6 months and it's gone. This isn't a one and done. This is your life. Because I believe everybody needs to have an extraordinary life, not sometime in the future, but right now. And when you step into living that extraordinary life, that's when you really unleash your potential, your creativity, and all the things that aren't there when you're so focused like this, you can't see possibility.
I agree with you 100%. This is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your insights and your experiences with us. If the audience wants to follow you or get a hold of you, how can they do that?
You can reach out to me at moldyourlife.com. You'll also have the links. I think you probably put them below, and there's a quick download that you'll have that you can take a look and kind of say, how's my show up doing? How am I showing up? And it's a great little tool to say, am I showing up as I really want to be seen? Because if you aren't, you won't be. And that's the key thing too.
That's a great point. Oh my gosh, I love this conversation so much. Thank you, Magdalena. I hope we can continue this conversation in the future.
I would love to, Patricia. It's been an absolute delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for your work.
Thank you. It's a passion. I want to make a difference in the shifts so people can go forward, and we need
We
everybody's work. We do.
really do. The world will be on such a higher vibration with everybody at their best.
That's it.
Imagine.
Show up as your best self in every situation. That's my goal.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Overcomable podcast today and for joining us on this empowering journey. Remember, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. Obstacles are just opportunities in disguise. Keep pushing forward, stay resilient, and embrace the triumphs that await you. Until next time, this is Trish signing off, reminding you that you have the strength to overcome any challenge life throws your way. And remember, the universe is out there cheering us on. See you in the next episode. If you would like to learn more about our mission, please visit our website at www.overcomable.com, where you can also find some inspirational and helpful resources to help and empower you to live your best life.